everyone, and welcome to God Calling Vocation Vibes. These are conversations with the Little Sisters of the Poor and many special guests and friends that we'll have on with us over the course of the different episodes. We Little Sisters of the Poor are a congregation of religious women who are international, and our special mission in the church is serving the elderly poor. And we do this on five continents. It is our great joy, and along with the many, many, many beautiful orders of religious women and men and the diocesan priests that serve around the world, we have a great hope and aspiration for more young people to discover the joy that we have in our hearts in following the Lord's call. And so that's the purpose of this podcast, and we welcome you to be with us. So my name is Sister Carolyn, and the contact information for me and for this podcast is lspusapodcast@gmail.com, lspusapodcast@gmail.com. And I'm delighted to have one of my little sisters with me as our guest today. And I'm going to ask Sister Bernadette Rose to tell you a little bit about herself.
Hi, Sister Carolyn. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us.
Well, like Sister Carolyn said, my name is Sister Bernadette, and originally I hail from Omaha, Nebraska. I first met the Little Sisters when I was in Colorado, our home in Denver, when I was in high school, and I'll come back to that in the course of telling you my vocation story. But I first entered the Little Sisters, well, I went to school at Benedictine College for my undergraduate studies, and I graduated from there and entered the Little Sisters right after in 2013. And I just made my final vows, thanks be to God, as a little sister last July in La Tour at our mother house in France with 10 other little sisters. And I guess an interesting fact about me is I spent 5 years in France preparing in formation, but it was a great joy being in France last 5 years and being at different homes. And I guess a fun story that I kind of thought of when I with Palm Sunday coming up and everything, I remember what I'm like passionate about are the pilgrimages that I went on when I was in France. And one pilgrimage that we went on was to the Mount Saint-Michel, where, if you've ever heard of it, it's where there's a big monastery that was built in literally the middle of a bay, and it's in literally in water. And we did a huge pilgrimage, a 2-day pilgrimage, and it was on Palm Sunday that we arrived there. And so, and then when I just remember seeing all the priests in their red vestments and us with all our palms and going up to the abbey, which is kind of on a hill. And so it just really imitated following our Lord, or the Lord following us in his passion to Jerusalem. And it just, the imitation of that just kind of brought me, made me open my eyes and what brought me closer to our Lord and my relationship with him. And so that's kind of what I'm passionate about, pilgrimages. And I just love the saints. I got to know and visit a lot of different places where the saints lived, like St. Charles de Foucauld, getting to know him, and the Martin family, St. Therese, and Louis de Montfort. And so that's kind of a little bit about myself and just passion. Just, I'm athletic and I just love, and I like baking. I don't do it very much, but I love baking. And I guess a little thing too, that I love my grandparents. My grandparents have inspired a lot. So there you go.
Beautiful. Well, what you just said revealed to me another connection that I didn't know we had. My name in religion is Sister Carolyn of St. Michael, and our whole group of sisters, my group, we all had of St. Michael as the ending part of our name, and that was after Mont Saint-Michel, which was having its 1,000th anniversary back then. So there's a little connection, and it's just so wonderful to have you with us. I can just see the joy in your face, and we were all so happy for you when you were making your final vows, and just thrilled that you are back in the States with us, although serving the Lord, no matter what your zip code, is just an awesome privilege and a joy, a very sacred thing. So I also remember you from when you were in high school, from when you were a teenage volunteer. And I wondered if, I don't know if you want to start there or start at a different point, but if you could share how service kind of led you to your vocation, opened your eyes to your vocation? Because in March every year, we celebrate Catholic Sisters Week. And so we are doing a series of three of episodes of this podcast dedicated specifically to sisterhood, this being one of them. And the Catholic Volunteer Network some time ago did a study called From Service to Sisterhood. And they have given us the permission to use that same title for this episode of the podcast. And they did studies showing that their volunteers that they place all over the world in these long-term commitments, that so many of them, 37%, had really seriously considered a vocation to priesthood or religious life, or a special consecrated vocation. And of those, almost half very, very seriously. So really, service is very enlightening, and God can shed so much light on our path through it. So sister, please share with us your path of service.
Sure. Well, no, I'm happy to share, because it comes down to service. And I guess my experience in my life with service comes down to why I chose to enter. So I'm happy to share that. But I think I wanted, after kind of doing like a rereading of my life, I figured I would just kind of start at the beginning. So I just remember service from the very beginning was always in my life. And it started with the example of my parents. I always have the good memories of my parents would always do a service act when they decided to take in foster babies, when the mothers were deciding whether they could take care of them themselves or deciding to give them up for adoption. During that time period of making a decision, my parents received these newborn babies 2 days, 3 days old, and we would have them for however many weeks. And for me, that was a joy to have extra sisters or brothers in the house. And so I figured that selfless act of my parents of taking in newborn babies and feeding them, I don't know, that exemplifies service for me.
How beautiful. And as I
yeah, it was a memory that just touched me, and it continues to touch me to this day. So, and then going a little bit forward, I was growing up, and it kind of turned into my mother. She loves to play the piano, and so she put her service into action again in going to a nursing home to play for the old people and sing for the old people. And she wanted myself and my brothers to come with her. And so we learned that was my first exposure to the old people, to the elderly. And so we would go for the afternoon and help give out snacks. And that, I guess that really prepared me for what I am doing today. And so we did. And so that was that. And then I would go through grade school and high school, and you would have to always do those required service hours that sometimes we dreaded, but sometimes we liked. And so that was my service in me that for high school. And then that's where it kind of leads me to one of my service acts, where I came to the home of the little sisters. But it wasn't after my choosing. It was my brother who actually introduced me to the little sisters. He was involved with the Focus ministry, and it was him that said to me, "You want to come with? We're going to serve waffles to the elderly." And I kind of hesitated in the beginning, but as he said, "I know, I think you'll enjoy it." So I said, "Okay, I'll come." And that was the first exposure I had to little sisters. And Sister Carolyn just happened to be that first little sister that I ever met. And I'm so grateful for that, Ron Contras, sister, that meeting with you the first time, because it made all the difference. As you can see, it shaped who I am. And so after that then I went off to college at Benedictine, and service, as you can imagine, at a Catholic college, it's definitely important. So for spring break, everybody was going off and doing their whatever they were doing for spring break. And I said to myself, well, I would like to do something. And Sister Carolyn always had the courage to keep in touch with me and to really keep me posted on the life of little sisters and the happenings in the congregation. And I happened to receive an email from her one day, I remember, about the spring into service. And so the spring into service, what they talked about on their last podcast with Katie and Michaela. And so I did that as well for a week in our home in Boston. And that was kind of like that moment that I came back from that. that week, and I said, this kind of this service this week just put into my mind a vocation and to the little sisters and to the elderly that I just loved so much. And so that's kind of, so when I came back from that, that spring break trip, that was when I was thinking more about a vocation. And I did a lot of service action or events on campus, being with the monks and just working with them and helping out other congregations on campus. And it just, it opened my eyes to the possibility, because I saw everybody else living out their a vocation, a religious vocation, and I was intrigued. And so I said, I want to try and do the same thing. I don't know if this is what the Lord really wants in me, but I'm going to give it a shot. And I did. And here I am 10 years later. So yeah, that's, and then ultimately the last, or not the last, but the service, final service done unto him was giving my life over as a little sister. And as our constitutions put it really nicely, we are at the service of the elderly poor, taking them as our family and in daily life, seeking to show them our dedication is spontaneous and gratuit and faithful. And so that's what I spend my life doing now every day, trying to serve the Lord and his elderly. So,
Sister Bernadette, would you please tell the people who have joined us what gratuit means? Sister's been in France, and sometimes a little French word comes out.
That's true.
Gratuit.
The gratuit. Free. It's our love for them is free and unreserved. I guess that would be how I would put it.
Good. Yeah.
It's
yes.
Free and unreserved, and just yes. We give our whole heart into
yes.
it as much as we try.
Yes. Yes. So how did service help you feel like the real you, how did it help you use your gifts? And was there an aha moment? How did that evolve?
So as I was, I guess that service, because when I went to the home in Boston, I did everything I remember, from activities to going out with the residents on day trips and helping in the dining room with doing the service with the little sisters. And so we did a little bit of everything and just felt at home. But as when I got back from that trip, I found out there was a home in Kansas City, which is only about an hour. The home is only an hour from Benedictine College. And so I ended up being there every single weekend. But as the more that I went along or kept going every weekend, I noticed the little sister, she was my major in at Benedictine was journalism. And so the little sister involved in development saw a way that I could use my gifts for that. So taking photos, and the part I loved about my major was photojournalism. So she put my gifts into action, or the Lord put my gifts into action that way, and helping take pictures for the newsletters and interviewing the residents. And I mean, it was kind of a win-win for me, because I had projects for school that the residents would help me with, and then little things in development work. And so that's kind of the most specific way that the Lord used my gifts. But at the same time, it's just he used my gifts just to be present to the elderly and to speak with them. And I just remember having so many conversations, and the little sisters, spending time with little sisters too, and them bringing the best out in me. So it's just it's kind of... I hope I answered the question.
You did. Thank you. And it is so amazing how God puts people in our path who just draw the best out of us. And we say, wow, you see what the Lord can do through you and with the gifts that he's given you beyond your own wildest dreams. So it's pretty amazing. And Sister Bernadette mentioned about volunteering in the home in Kansas City. And if any young people out there are interested in volunteering in one of our homes, there are so many different things that you can do in an apostolate with the elderly poor. It's not all hands-on. A lot of it is friendship, but serving in the dining room, helping in arts and crafts, helping with outings of the yard work. There are so many different things, but the residents love the friendship.
And it's just a matter, I think it's just a matter of putting yourself out there and letting them know that you're available. I remember when I was in Kansas City, I remember telling the Mother Superior, I'm here, I'm available, use me for what you need me for. And I did, and it was so fun because I would follow a little sister around on her unit, her the infirmary unit. She was so good with the sick. And so that's where I learned a lot about giving care for the sick residents and showing them the love and affection that they need. And so if I wasn't doing something else, I would always be behind her, following her around on the unit. And that was fun. It was meaningful. I felt useful.
And I think something that's very key, you kind of indicated that you were just there, you were available for whatever. So it's kind of going out of your comfort zone, because what if the sisters asked you to do something that wasn't in your comfort zone? And I'm sure that that happened some, but I'm really amazed when we have college students and young adults coming to our home for service, which we do quite a bit. I'm so amazed because I describe the different floors and how some have more infirm residents and some have more well-articulate residents and so forth. And it just touches me how people who have never dealt with the infirm are willing. They want to stretch and grow, and they have a faith life. The young people of today, there really is a faith life out on these Catholic campus ministries, and they know Jesus is present and is poor, and how they're willing to go beyond their comfort zone, and beautiful, beautiful friendships develop from that.
And it just becomes all the more meaningful too when you're there. It's just, it's humbling too.
It is.
You realize
truly.
That's so
truly. And the residents talk about these young people even after they're gone, after they go back to school or whatever. And it just means so much. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Having given them that friendship just stays with them and keeps making their hearts happy. It's truly, truly the gift that keeps on giving. And I remember that first day when you came to the home and your brother as a focus missionary had all these college students, and they were filling our dining room where we had all these elderly residents. And we were doing a colossal waffle breakfast. Do you remember that? A colossal waffle breakfast. And they had all kinds of toppings and lots of interaction. And then the young people who made the waffles themselves ended up sitting down with the residents after taking their orders and serving them and giving them the gift of friendship, because we give the poor to eat and to drink. And we know we're doing that to Jesus himself. But when we give them ourselves, we give them our friendship, what a beautiful bond develops. And people are really surprised. People who think, oh, I don't have the social skills, or I never did that before. Sometimes people come and do it for Lent because they think it's going to be hard. And then they discover that they love it and they can't wait to get back.
Yep,
that's Our
right.
driveway is like, it's a U. So when you drive out, I mean, the college students leave so excited. They just want to like make a left turn, come right back in. It's very touching.
I can relate.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can. So if anybody would like to look into service opportunities with the Little Sisters of the Poor, young men, young women, just look at littlesistersofthepoor.org, and our locations are on there. You can look and see where the home is nearest you and perhaps volunteer if you are interested in serving with, for instance, priests, brothers, sisters who are near you. I would encourage you to look up the resources around you, and don't, if you have that little nudge in your heart that God is calling you to serve, don't let it go by. Go ahead and engage, find out where you can serve. And if any young women want to do the spring into service at any time of the year, it can be a summer placement or any time of the year, to contact us at the podcast contact address, lsbusapodcast@gmail.com. And we will be glad to help you. Also, you could look at what the Catholic Volunteer Network has to offer, many, many home and international placements. And if you're still stumped, then get in touch with us and we will help connect you with resources that would meet the needs of your heart and would correspond to what God might be asking of you.
Yeah, I was thinking volunteering too, because I know for myself, my experience, I said, I just need to get involved. And if like you're somebody like myself who's really searching, I mean, just for a path in life or just for the next step to make, volunteering opens up so many doors, and it helps you figure out who you are as a person And that's singing and volunteering. You can't go wrong with any type of volunteer work. And it's whether you're interested in the elderly or the pro-life movement or anything. I know it will help you discern what you're searching for in life too.
Needs of God's people are many, and the gifts that he's placed in our young people's hearts are many. So, but don't hesitate, you know, take that step. And again, let us know if we can help connect you with volunteer opportunities. I know when Sister first came, who was it, Sister at the time, it was a group of college students, and here she was a high school student. And I didn't realize that. And, you know, high school students, it's kind of, they get a different orientation and so forth, but God slipped her in because he wanted her to be there. And from that grew this beautiful trajectory of experiences serving the poor and ending up giving her life to serve Jesus and the poor.
It gives so, such a, volunteering gives such a spiritual sense to it too. And I mean, and when we're volunteering, when we say like serving the residents in the dining room and helping with arts and crafts, and then you always have the opportunity after to spend time in prayer with the sisters, and the spiritual part is there too to help you, like just to reread your day with if you were spending a day volunteering and rereading that day, how the Lord enlightened me or what the Lord showed me, what was hard, what was easy, what was just.
Yes. Where were the Jesus moments?
Exactly, your Jesus moments.
Yes. Yes. So what would be some advice that you would give to young people out there who aren't sure they would be successful at serving? They're a little timid about it, but maybe God is nudging them to do it. What would be your advice, Sister?
Well, like I said earlier, I would say just do it. I mean, if you have that weekend where you know you're going to be free and you're looking for something extra to do, I mean, whether it's in our home, I mean, doesn't have to be a huge commitment. It can just be an afternoon. It can just be go to this mass with the sisters at 11 o'clock and stay for the service afterwards. The Lord works in little ways. And so he doesn't ask us to give, at least in the beginning, he doesn't ask to give a ton of our time. He just wants us to start opening our hearts a little bit to him. And I noticed that when people come to the home and they come for just a little bit of I can give you an example. We had a come and see weekend in Chicago, and there was a young girl who was going to DePaul University, and she came to our come and see weekend, and it was the first time she's ever heard of us, and she came to see. And now that she spent that weekend with us, she comes back when she can on the weekends, and she comes for mass and she comes for the meal service. And she's been doing that ever since October, and she loves the elderly too, and she's bloomed into something different. We've noticed how much she's changed, and just nice to be a part of her journey. And so we just like being a part of somebody's journey as they discover the Lord more. And it's just beautiful.
Yes. You know, he's the divine artist, and it's very touching to see his touches, you know, on the canvas, and how he moves in each of us, in each of our residents, in each of our volunteers, because he's painting the picture that his heart envisions. And so I just want to offer a word of admiration and thanks to all the young people out there who are willing to go beyond their comfort zone and who are willing to reach out their hand in service, and more importantly, reach out their heart and friendship to the poor, be they the poor on the streets, the poor in our homes, for the elderly, the poor in whatever situation. Kudos to you. I think it's very admirable. And the young people are the present of the church, the Pope says. They're not just the future of the church. You are the church. And I thank you for that good, beautiful example that you give. And I'm sure Sister Bernadette Rose feels the same.
Oh, yeah.
So in closing, please don't forget to see and pray over how you can serve, how you can use your gifts for the kingdom. It may lead to a religious or priestly vocation, a vocation to a special form of consecrated life. It may lead you to a holy marriage. That's awesome. Wherever God wants you is where you need to be. That's where your heart will be happiest. So we wish you much joy on that journey. And we would encourage you to like and share and follow our podcast, because that will help put it before more young people who might ponder and discern and embrace the vocation that God is calling them to. Sister, any final words?
I don't think so. Just I'll be praying for every one of you. And thanks for listening.
And thank you for being my little sister. Thanks to all of you out there for listening, for tuning in. And please be sure to be with us next time. We are going to be talking with Sister Veronica Susan, and she is going to have with her three missionaries who work the streets and befriend the poor in the streets. And so I encourage you to join us then. Watch for our sharing the insights of the young, because who knows better than they how to express what's going on in the minds and the hearts of the young, and how to help them discover the beauty of whatever vocation God's calling them to. So thank you very much. God bless you all, and may He be with you on your journey.